And the arranging brethren took what you might consider to be either an unusual or perhaps even an incorrect step, but we did it because of the parables of Luke 15. We made a special announcement to the ecclesia, and we said, look, you'll all be aware of the loss of our brother. We're all similarly distressed at the circumstance of this loss. But the arranging brethren would like to make a special request that no one in the ecclesia contacts our brother other than through the arranging brethren and with their knowledge. And part of our reason for that was, if this was truly the lost younger son, then part of the spirit of recovery would lie in him knowing that he was indeed far from his father's house. And that if brothers and sisters of the meeting were constantly in contact with him and constantly inviting him round to their home, that he might find that he could have the best of both worlds, his friends outside and contact within, and all would be fine. This brother needed to feel that he was truly separated from the father's house. And so we asked the agreement and the understanding of the members of the ecclesia that all contact would come only through the arranging brethren. And therefore there was only limited contact. Well, our brother actually descended to such a point that his life was almost lost. And one day, one dark day in his life, he sat down and he realized that unless he pulled himself together, he would be lost, and lost for good. And he prayed to the Father like he'd never prayed before on his knees, that the Father would help him out of this desperate situation in which he found himself. And that night he rang the recording brother of the ecclesia. And he said, I need to talk. And the recorder said, we'll talk any time, any place, we'll come tonight. And a meeting was arranged with the arranging brethren, and we sat down and we talked with our brother. And he desired to come back to the ecclesia. And after a process of discussion and the process of coming back to the meeting, we, of course, brought our brother back into fellowship. And do you know what we did on the day that we brought our brother back into fellowship, brothers and sisters? We held a fraternal meal together. And the whole ecclesia sat down, and we had a feast, because this, our brother, was dead and was alive again. He was lost and had been found. And we felt that the prayers of the ecclesia and of the arranging brethren was answered, but that brother had to feel that sense that he was lost before he could ever be recovered. Such was his spirit of determination. And the whole parable of Luke 15 was played out. I can't say, brothers and sisters, what you ought to do in any ecclesial circumstance. Only you will know. Only you will best know. But what I can say is that there are lost sheep and lost coins and lost sons. And they're not the same. So the lessons of these chapters, the lessons of this chapter are that in the spirit, in the shepherd, we learn the spirit of the compassion to save. In the woman, we learn of the spirit of diligence to recover. And in the parable of the two sons, we learn the greatness of the Father to forgive. May we take up, brothers and sisters, the teaching of our Lord and learn that compassion to save, so that when Christ shall come, as best as we are able to say, we might say to him that of all which have been given to us in our ecclesial house, we have lost none of them.